Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, hi, hello. My name is Ashley. I'm so happy to have you. Before anything, I want to say so sorry for last week's episode. The audio on that is just so quiet, and I don't know what happened because when I was editing it on my computer, it sounded fine. It sounded like it normally does. But when I uploaded it, so many of you were like, hey, girl, speak up. Like, we can't hear you. And you could definitely hear me if you like turn it all the way up, but you shouldn't have to. And especially if you're listening like back to back episodes, if you go from the week before that to that, you're like, hello, like I literally can't hear anything. So I'm sorry about that. Hopefully this week's better. I think hopefully maybe the mic's too loud now. I don't know, but I'm trying to figure it out. So I'm sorry about that. But if my audio ever is shit like it was last week, please tell me. This is actually my second time trying to record this episode. The first time was the other night, and I got maybe 15 minutes into it, and a storm came out of nowhere. Actually, not out of nowhere. Everyone knew it was coming but me. Had no idea, or else I probably wouldn't have started recording, and my power went out. And I waited like an hour just sitting in the dark, like twiddling my thumbs. I'm like, it's fine. It's gonna come back. We'll get to recording in a little bit. And then it didn't come back on until the next day around like noon. And then my Wi-Fi was out up until last night. So it's been a rough 48 hours, but we're back, we're better. And today I wanted to talk about wanting to do well in life for you and you only. You being your main motivator to be successful. What sparked my interest to talk about today's episode was this trend that I saw like a month ago on TikTok, and it was this audio from Sabrina Carpenter where she says, I'm on SNL and you're not. And the trend basically is you saying like, I'm doing this and you're not, kind of comparing your success to others' lack of. Like, I did this thing and you're doing this and what you're doing is bad and what I'm doing is good. And when I saw this trend, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way because instead of the attention being on your success, it's on look what I'm doing and what you're not doing. Or like this kind of I gotcha moment to prove someone wrong about you. And I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that it doesn't feel good to prove someone wrong about you. Like in the past, I've even said to you guys to use proving people wrong as motivation to do well. But I've come to realize that working hard to prove others wrong and to rub it in someone else's face only gets you so far. A lot of us think that once we achieve something, once we're really successful, once we look really hot, once we have something that people told us we couldn't have, the people that have done us wrong are gonna come to their senses and be like, damn, I messed up. Like, damn, I fumbled the bag. Damn, I'm so jealous of her. Damn, I wish I was her. And you know, sometimes that might happen, but for the most part, it doesn't because most people don't really care. Like if someone doesn't like you, they're not going to like you once you become successful. They're not going to be impressed by you being successful or you glowing up or you doing well in life because they're going to look at that and still find a reason not to like you. No matter how much you think that you being successful is going to show them and prove this point about how much better you are without them or how much better you are than them, it's not going to. Like, you could quite literally be so successful. You could save someone's life. You could be given the Nobel Peace Prize. And if someone doesn't like you, they're not going to be impressed by that. They're going to belittle that achievement and turn a positive into a negative. Besides that, like, let's say that you're feeding your delusions and you're like, oh, hell yeah, I'm doing so good. And everyone who ever fucked me over is going to see me being successful and they're going to be jealous and they're going to feel bad and they're going to regret how they treated me. That feeling might feel good, but it's not going to last long. You're going to feel good and on top of the world, but only for 2 seconds, and then that satisfaction's going to leave. You doing well shouldn't be to send a message to your haters or your ex-friends or your past lovers. If your only motivation to be successful is to make others feel bad or to make others feel as though they're below you, you'll be successful, but not as successful as you could be. And you might feel good, but you're not going to feel incredible. Not in the way that you could if you were motivated to do well for you. When you have an actual I made it moment, your focus shouldn't be on anyone other than you. You shouldn't be thinking, I'm so glad I got here so others can see that they were wrong about me. Or I'm so happy I get to have this thing because so-and-so is going to see this and regret how they treated me. Sure, those things can come along with you being successful, but your I made it moment should be about you and you alone. When you finally achieve something that you've always wanted and you've worked so hard for, you should be overwhelmed with joy thinking, I can't believe I finally did it. I knew I could do it. If only me a few years ago could see me now, they'd be so proud of me. Instead of being motivated to be better than others and to prove people wrong about you, be motivated to prove yourself right. It's one thing for others to be wrong about you, but it's another for you to be wrong about yourself. If there's a part of you that wants something, if there's a part of you that believes you can have something, why would you want to let that part of you down? If there's a part of you that believes you can do something, or there's a part of you who wants something really bad and you think you can make it happen if you try, do everything in your power to prove to yourself that there's a reason you feel this way. When I first started trying not to care, I knew I was doing it for the right reasons. Like, not only was it a place for me to express my thoughts and to express my emotions, but I knew it was good. Like, I wasn't just putting out episodes for shits and giggles. I knew each episode held value, and if people just listened to them, it could help them. And from January until July, literally no one listened. And as the months went on, and I got closer to the summertime, I started questioning if what I was doing was worth it, if I was wasting my time, if trying not to care would ever take off, because, you know, self-limiting beliefs just started to creep in. And right before I was about to give up, in August, not only did people start listening to Try Not to Care, but Try Not to Care charted number one on Spotify and Apple for top education, top self-improvement, and then top podcast overall in the US and in the UK, and just like literally everywhere. It was actually insane, and it was the most magical experience of my life so far. And I'm not gonna lie, when this first happened, part of me did have moments where it felt good to feel as though I proved people wrong. People who told me creating content was never gonna work out, and just people who didn't believe in what I was doing. When I would post screenshots of my podcast being number one and surpassing some people's like favorite podcasters, it felt good to see those people viewing my story. But that feeling passed quite quick, because you can only think about others and how you believe they're perceiving you for so long. But the feeling that stuck with me and is still with me every single day is knowing that I was right all along. I've always had this feeling that I need to speak my mind and I need to tell my stories. And I've always wanted to inspire others and teach others. And having my podcast chart and having the success validated that it was all for good reason. From the beginning of Try Not to Care, I knew that if I just continued uploading episodes, it could change people's lives. So when my podcast blew up, it was just the biggest validation for all my hard work. Like, finally, this is happening. Like, I knew I could do it. I was so right. Like, I knew this would happen. And like I said, there were moments where I did doubt myself, and there was even a moment where I was going to give up. But throughout that year, whenever I did have those self-limiting beliefs come up, or I just started doubting myself, one of the things that kept me going was not wanting to let myself down. I knew that if I gave up, there was no chance at me having what I wanted. And ultimately, if things didn't work out, it would have been my fault. I would have been to blame for me not living the life that I've wanted. Like, it's one thing if I put in all this effort and it just doesn't work out, and then I could say, you know, I tried really hard and I advocated for myself and I believed in myself, but it just didn't happen. And then it's another thing to just give up and not try at all, because if you don't try, it definitely is not going to happen. One thing that I would do is I would visualize how younger me would feel if my dreams never came true and if they didn't come true because of me not trying. And that's what really motivated me. Like, I just wanted so badly to make my younger self proud. And I would think about how younger me would feel to see what I'm doing right now. Like, I just wanted to show that version of me that she has those dreams for a reason. There's a reason why you love creating videos and editing them, and why you love talking about mental health, and why you love doing all these things, because you deserve to be doing them. The reason that you crave those things and you desire those things is because one day you will be doing them as a career. One day you're going to be changing people's lives. That's why you want to so badly, because you will be doing that. And I became motivated to be that person that younger me always wanted to be. I became motivated to follow through with everything that I always wanted to do. I feel like we focus so much on what others want and what others think, and we try so hard to be perceived by others in a certain way. And it's like, instead of trying so hard to prove others wrong or to do right by others, or trying to be the perfect friend or the perfect partner or the perfect daughter, focus on what you expect from you. Like, you don't have to be someone else's dream girl or someone else's role model or someone else's puppet. And you shouldn't try to be, because no matter what, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try to be that perfect person for those people, you will never satisfy them and you will never live up to their standards. Instead of focusing so much on others and what they want from you, focus on what you want from you. Like, be your dream girl. That's actually manageable. That's something that you can actually do. You can visualize the highest version of you and work to become her. Anything that you want, anything that you've ever wanted, you can work to make those things happen. I think all of us have an idea of what our higher version of ourselves looks like, or like what they'd be doing. We all have an idea of like what we want to do in life, whether that's something that makes us a lot of money, or maybe it's something that's not super conventional, or whatever it is. We all kind of know. And you might be like, I actually have no fucking idea. Like, that's not true. I have no idea what I want to do with my life. I'm so confused. I'm so lost. And I get that. But you only feel that way, or you probably only feel this way, because you're thinking so much about what the right move is, like what you should be doing, and you're considering others and what they expect from you. Like, when I was in college, or even like in high school before I went to college, I had no idea what I wanted to do for a career, and nothing was inspiring me. I wasn't excited. I didn't have a dream job. But the thing is, I did have a dream job. It just wasn't a job that you go to college for. It wasn't a job that people think makes a lot of money. It's not a job that's really respected. My dream job was creating content. But I thought that I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And I thought that I just had no motivation and I was lazy and I just didn't want to work, because I was listening to everyone else around me. People were telling me, I have to go to college. I have to do this. And because I didn't have the dream to do that, I thought I just had no dreams. We all have a natural desire for something. We're all drawn to something that we don't have to think so hard about. Like, if you were to close your eyes and picture your dream world, what would that look like? Like, what would you be doing if you could do one thing uninterrupted and no one had any say in it. There's no outside noise, no opinions. You could just do this thing and be happy. What would that be? Whatever the answer is, that's what you're driven by. That's what your soul craves. And that, in my opinion, is what your highest self wants to be doing. That's what your highest self should be doing. Right now, you might be working in a coffee shop as a barista, and you might be okay with it, but it isn't your dream job, and you're not over the moon happy. But when you close your eyes and you think about what is my dream job, what is something that I aspire to be or do, like what would I be doing if I could do anything in this world and just be so happy? And that might be, I don't know, a pop star or an actress or a doctor. But when you think about those things, you think that they're so far-fetched and they can never happen. And you're just so delusional for thinking that that's even a possibility. But it isn't far-fetched. It's not delusional to think that you could be those things. The only reason that you think that you can't be is because you're listening to everyone else around you. People around you are making you feel crazy for wanting something that's out of the ordinary or wanting something different from them. People around you are telling you that your dreams aren't grounded in reality, and that's why you don't go after them. But younger you probably wanted the same things, and they believed that you could have those things because they weren't thinking about all of the reasons why it's not going to work out and all of the reasons why you shouldn't go after it. They weren't listening to anyone else. They were just thinking, you know, I want to be this thing, so when I grow up, I'm going to be that. I'm going to do that because I can. I truly believe that our purpose lies within what we enjoyed doing as a kid, because when we were younger, there wasn't all this pressure to please other people. We just gravitated towards things that made us happy and that we wanted to do. And the things that we wanted to do were our core desires. That's what we were interested in. Like when I was younger, I loved to draw and make art, and I loved dancing and I loved filming videos. And as I got older, I moved away from doing those things because I cared too much about what others wanted from me and what people were thinking about me. As we get older, we start to care too much about other people and what we can do to be accepted by those people. And we let go of our desires and our needs to satisfy others and theirs. I feel like our desires stay with us even if we don't act on them. Like when I was in high school and when I was in college, I wanted to do YouTube. I wanted to do content creation, but I was holding myself back from it because I was so afraid of what people would think about me, and it wasn't cool to do that. And every now and then I would upload a YouTube video because I wanted to, but then I would end up deleting it or just like not sharing it with people because I was just so afraid of what people would think about me or what they would say about me. I was just so afraid of being perceived by other people. But every single time that I would delete a video, or anytime I just didn't act on what I wanted to do, and as each year went by that I didn't work towards my desires and try to live out the life that I always wanted to live, the more that I felt bad about myself and the more ashamed I felt of myself. And like I was almost letting myself down. Like I wasn't pursuing content creation because I was so afraid of people thinking badly about me. But the more that I didn't pursue it, the more I thought bad about me. Just imagining younger me seeing what I was doing or what I wasn't doing, like seeing that I wasn't pursuing content creation even though I clearly wanted to and I had all the resources I could to do it. Like I had a camera, I had a computer, I had all these great ideas and I still wasn't doing it. That killed me. And it made me feel 10 times worse than I would have felt if someone saw a video of me and made fun of me. It made me feel 10 times worse than I would have felt if someone was like, oh, see, your video flopped and you suck. Like, we're all right about you and you're wrong. Like, you're never going to be successful. I would have felt better with people saying those things to me than I felt about me just not pursuing what I wanted to do because I felt like I was letting myself down. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you find it hard to be motivated by you currently, be motivated by younger you. Be motivated to be better because little you is watching you and little you wants you to succeed. Like, think about how younger you would feel if they knew you weren't doing the things that they've always wanted to do. Imagine them looking at you now and being like, wait a minute, why are we working at Dunkin' when we're supposed to be a singer? We're supposed to be a pop star. What happened? Like, why am I serving donuts when I'm supposed to be on a stage performing? Why haven't I picked up a guitar in 10 years? Why haven't I written a song in 10 years? Do I just not like making music? Like, what happened? You know, in elementary school, when they give you those papers that's like, in 10 years, I'll be doing this, or in 20 years, I'll be doing this, and you write down what you think you'll be doing for work and what your life's gonna look like. Imagine giving your younger self that and a crystal ball to look into the future of what you're doing now. And imagine them expecting you to be living this grand life and living out all your dreams, and all they see is what you're doing right now. And what you're doing right now is not even close to what they wanted you to do. I started thinking about this when I was in my senior year of college, and I was so unhappy, and I was working at Subway, and I was thinking about this, and I was like, wait a minute. Imagine if younger me knew I was working at Subway and I wasn't making YouTube videos or even trying to do social media. Like, imagine. Like, listen, a bitch loves a sandwich. I love a sandwich. But I would have never wanted to work at Subway. If younger me knew that's what I was doing, that's all I have done, she would have been disappointed. She would have actually had a meltdown. Like, maybe she would have been a little excited about the free sandwiches, but she would have been so let down because she wanted me to do so much more. And thinking about it that way made me feel like shit enough to want to post on YouTube. And you know, maybe I didn't stick with it. Maybe I posted a few videos and then I gave up. And it took me until COVID to really get into the swing of things and be consistent online. But that was the beginning of it. That was the beginning of being like, you need to show up for you. You need to show up for the younger version of you, because she's watching you and she wants you to do well. She wants you to do more with your life. Imagine how younger you would feel to see you become exactly who you've always wanted to be. Like, I think about how even me in high school would feel now to see me putting on this podcast every week and changing the lives of so many girls who have struggled just the way that I did. Like, I needed who I am now, but in high school. If I had something like this podcast for me my sophomore year of high school, things would have been so much different. The feeling of knowing that younger you would be so proud of current you is the best fucking feeling. Like, I can't even describe it. It genuinely feels like this full circle moment, or this moment of completion where younger you and current you are brought together, and it's like, fuck yeah, we did it. Like, high five, sister, we did it. Like, this is our moment. We've been waiting for this moment. And that feeling is priceless. It's such a different feeling than feeling excited to prove someone wrong. Like, the feeling of, oh, I did this thing and I can't wait for so-and-so to see, and I can't wait for them to feel like shit because I'm doing good. That doesn't even come close to feeling as if, like, I did this thing and if younger me could see me now, they would be kicking their feet and giggling and screaming and counting down the days until they get to this moment. Knowing that younger you struggled so much and, you know, maybe they were afraid to grow up, or they were afraid that things weren't going to work out. And if they could see you now, they would be excited to grow up. They would be excited to see things through because they know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Knowing that there's things that younger me always wanted but never had motivates me to give that to her. I'm motivated to live a life that younger me never thought was possible. And now that I've completed one thing where I know for a fact that younger me would be proud of, anytime I am faced with a challenge, anytime where I'm like, oh, this is too hard, or it's so far out of reach, or I can't do this, I think about, okay, but how amazing is it going to feel once I do complete it? Like, how amazing would it be able to give this thing to my younger self? The feeling of being proud and excited for me motivates me to work hard and to achieve whatever it is that I want. Like, I want to feel proud. I want to be kicking my feet and giggling and screaming. I think the issue that a lot of us have is letting ourselves be the main priority. Like, it's hard for us to want to show up for ourselves when we're so busy thinking about everyone else around us and wanting to show up for them and wanting to prove them wrong or wanting to make them happy. Like, we're so used to doing things for others, and we're so used to bending over backwards to please others, or we have this anxiety about letting others down. So we put them first and we end up putting ourselves on the back burner and not taking care of what actually matters to us. Obviously, it's good to care about other people. It's good to be selfless. But there does come a time where you need to be selfish. Like, if you want to be successful and happy and live this dream life where you're the highest version of you, you need to show up for you. And showing up for you sometimes is putting your needs first and putting your desires first and having self-discipline and sticking to your word, just like you'd stick to your word for someone else, just like you would complete a project or meet a deadline in fear of letting someone down or being fired, just like you'd show up for your partner out of fear of letting them down or, you know, them breaking up with you. You have to have the same expectations for yourself. If you say, I'm going to do this thing, follow through with it when you say you're going to. Like, if you say you're going to wake up tomorrow at 6 a.m. and go to the gym and do all these things before work, don't snooze your alarm 5 times and then sleep in until 8 and not be able to go to the gym. Like, if you visualize yourself as someone who wakes up early and has a super healthy lifestyle, you will never become that person unless you follow through with it. The reason that we don't show up for ourselves and the reason why we allow things like that to slip through the cracks and not really think about it is because we're not holding ourselves accountable. We think, okay, well, it's me. Like, it's okay if I don't do this thing. Like, I'm not going to punish myself. But if someone else was like, hey, can you wake up at 6 a.m. and bring me to my appointment? You're going to do that because you don't want to let them down. You don't want to hurt their feelings. You don't want to inconvenience them or fuck them over. But you're okay with allowing yourself to mess with your day and with your schedule and with your life. You might tell yourself that you want to learn a new hobby and you're going to teach yourself how to play piano. But then when it comes to sit down and do it, you're like, you know what? I don't really feel good. I don't really want to. My friends want to hang out. Maybe I should go hang out with them. And you put something else above what you told yourself you were going to do. But again, if someone else was like, hey, can you do this thing for me? Could you help me with this? Could you be there for me? You're going to drop everything for them because you want to be there for them. You want to show up for them. Because that relationship with them matters. But you need to understand that when you don't show up for yourself, you're telling yourself, my relationship with you doesn't matter. I don't care if I fuck you over. You need to start holding yourself accountable for when you slip up or when you don't follow through with something. You need to stop making excuses for why you can't do something or why something else is more important than your time and what you're supposed to be doing. Start thinking about yourself as someone you love. Imagine if your niece or your nephew or your brother or your sister or your best friend or your partner asked for you to do something for them and you told them, hey, I'm going to do this. I promise you I'm going to help you out. I'm going to be there for you. But then you don't show up for them and you're not there for them. Imagine how awful they're going to feel. Imagine how awful you're going to feel for letting them down. Think about yourself the same way. Feel that same way about yourself. Feel bad when you let yourself down. Obviously, you're going to mess up sometimes and you should have grace with yourself. You're not a perfect person, but you should feel bad if you're constantly putting yourself on the back burner and you're not prioritizing yourself the way you should be. Make a promise to yourself and keep it regardless of how out of reach it feels or how long it's going to take you. If it's hard for you to disconnect and think about yourself as someone you love, like the way that you think about a sibling or a friend or a partner, think about younger you as a different person. Whenever you make a promise, imagine you're making a promise to her. It's not really you, it's her. And if that's still hard for you to separate you from that younger version of you, try to connect with them. Try to connect with younger you. Look at photos of them. Speak to them as you look at the photos. Speak to yourself in the mirror as if you're talking to them because you are them. Like, you are talking to them. They still live within you. And that younger version of you is always cheering you on. So work hard and go after what you want to impress her, impress that version of you. I can't promise you that you will achieve everything in your life, but I can tell you that you will accomplish so much more and so much faster, and you'll be so much happier if you start to focus on you rather than everyone else around you. Success is going to come easier for you if you're being motivated by you and wanting to do good for you rather than wanting to prove other people wrong or wanting to throw it in their face. Because once you prove yourself right and you see how good that feels, you're never going to want to stop feeling that way. You're always going to be motivated to do more. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that it motivates you to want to be better and want to be better for you and you only. I hope that it serves as a reminder that there's no one in this world who has a more important opinion about you than yourself. Work hard and be successful for you. Like, that's what's going to get you farthest in life, and that's what's going to make you happiest in life. Yes, it's going to feel nice when you see someone that hates your guts viewing your success, but that shouldn't be your motivator to be doing well. That's just an addition and a little cherry on top from you working hard for you. But that's everything for today. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did, make sure to review Try Not to Care. Slide into my DMs and let me know what you thought about today's episode. And if there's a Q&A on Spotify, make sure to respond to it and let me know what you think. That's everything. Thank you so much for listening, besties. I love you, as always. You're the best. And I will talk to you next Monday. Goodbye, besties. Love you.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.